Bruh, give me another beer.
Jace's deep voice radiates through the wall. Beck laughs while the TV blares. I lie on the bottom bunk, nose buried in a chemistry textbook. It's impossible to focus, though. With each passing moment, my anxiety intensifies. There's an exam tomorrow morning. I need to do well. It's so important.
Dude! Is that a mole or another nipple?
Their stupid fucking voices permeate these cheap, shitty walls. Mother of God. Soul-crushing stress. I gotta relax. I don't want to do this, but I gotta. Some college students smoke weed or pop Adderall in situations like these, but over the past few weeks, I've discovered something different. Something far more powerful. Something bad. It's a weird, nasty habit. Something I'm ashamed of, but I try not to think about it. Closing the chemistry book, I slide onto the floor, kneeling beside the bed. Taking a quick glance to make sure the door is shut, I lift my mattress. There it is. The treasure. Crumpled and smashed against the bed frame, black underwear lies. It's damp, still marred with Jace's gym sweat. I've been stealing them, hiding underwear around the room for when I need a hit. I know it's wrong, but it's hard to stop. Ever since that first night, the scent has been on my mind. I keep thinking about his heavy, furry ass, his big muscles too. I don't know why, but it just makes me so relaxed. When school gets too stressful, all I can think about is the scent. I get shaky and jittery. I just need a hit. One more time, real quick. My nose slides into the fabric. Fumes billow down my throat, sinking in my lungs like a poison gas. Every muscle in my body unwinds. The annoying sound of the television fades. My chemistry test seems so distant. Everything's okay. I'm so lucky they're my roommates. Big and strong and cool. I guess I just admire them. But there's a scary part of this, too. Whenever I take the scent, my underwear gets full. My cock plumps up. Lately, it's been getting fully hard. It gets leaky at the tip. I don't like this, but sometimes I just need to touch myself. A tiny noise escapes while my hand slides between my legs, rubbing. Oh yeah, just like that. Oh. My eyes roll into my skull. Who needs marijuana when you've got this? Is the room spinning? Oh man, this isn't normal. My cock is so big and heavy. That shouldn't happen for guys, right? We definitely haven't learned about this in class. God damn! Why can't this test just be about college guys and roommates? That's all I want to study right now, not chemistry. That's the lesson I need. Maybe Jace could teach me? Oh, Jace. Yeah, please teach me about this. Maybe I can sniff your biceps. Do they smell different from your ass? What about the armpits? And Beck, could I please compare scents? Maybe smell your feet? I could give you a foot massage to say thanks. You know, just as friends. Buds helping each other out. Oh, Beck. Please, just a little more. Thank you. Thank you. Whispers seep from my lips while the fantasies play.
Benny? What's that?
The room stops spinning. My heart stops beating. My blood runs cold. It takes every ounce of force to slowly turn my head. Jace and Beck stand in the doorway, shirtless with mouths ajar. Nobody speaks. Nobody moves. I didn't hear them. I was too wrapped up in the high. Oh no. Oh God no. This is the end of everything. They'll report me. I'll get kicked out of university housing. How can I explain that to my dad? I'm sorry. So sorry. Tears build in my eyes while Jace's underwear slips from my fingers. But please don't tell anyone. I promise I'll...
Shut up.
Jace enters the room. His expression is stern, but not angry.
Fuck, it took you long enough.
Yeah. Didn't expect it to happen like this, though.
Beck moves in beside him. I kneel in their shadows, cowering with big, watery, confused eyes.
What?
Your brain finally broke.
A little smile curls on Jace's lips.
Melted down. It's dribbling out your ears.
What?
I touch my head, but there's nothing there. What's he talking about?
Get up. You look pathetic.
Beck sneers, looking down his nose. His fingers lace into my hair, snatching a fistful and yanking. Blazing pain forces me to my senses. I leap up, trying to force him off.
Hey, it hurts! What are you doing?
Shut up, you fucking pervert! Living room, now!
Oh god, no. This is the reaction I was afraid of. Beck shoves me into the other room, pushing me to the floor by the sofa. Greasy pizza boxes crumble under my weight. Despite my cleanup a couple weeks ago, the place is already a mess. A den of filth.
Easy now, Beck. Remember the last one?
Jace moves in, putting a hand on his shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
Beck's fury seems to die down.
Gotta take it slow. Works better that way.
Exactly.
What are you talking about? I crawl to my knees, watching while they plop onto the sofa, their hairy legs spread wide, stretching their shorts, their shirtless pecs bulge, casting shadows.
Want to know a secret, Benny?
Jace looks down at me and cocks his head.
You thought roommates are randomly assigned, right? What if I told you they're not?
What? My brows furrow.
He's right.
A wicked grin stretches across Beck's face.
We did it last year, too. Flipped through pics of incoming freshmen. Looking for the softest boys. Big eyes, big lips, the high cheekbones. Yeah, fairy boys.
My jaw drops. You're an asshole. Stop lying.
No, he's right. Last year we tried it, and it was great. We had our own boy. Sure, he had to be massaged into it, but he started seeing things our way. He dropped out at the end of the school year, though. Didn't have what it takes. Do you?
Dude, I don't understand. I'm sorry about the underwear. It was just a dumb experiment.
Huh. Sure, Benny. Sure.
Jace reaches low, unzipping his shorts. The world seems to freeze while his thick, full bulge flops out. The dark underwear is stained with sweat along the inner thighs. Beck does the same. His fat, soft bulge sags.
We forgive you, bud. Go ahead. You can leave now.
Jace flashes a warm smile.
Yeah, sorry about getting angry earlier. I was just surprised.
Beck gives an encouraging nod, but I don't leave. I don't move. I just stare and stare and stare.
I told you, study too hard and bad things happen. Stress brings the real boy to the surface.
Real boy?
When we were freshmen, we didn't understand it either. Coach Stafford taught us, though, showed us what to look for, called it gaydar. Sometimes you can tell what a boy needs before he realizes it himself. We thought it was weird at first, but he showed us what it means to have gay friends.
Friends? That's not what they are, Jace.
It doesn't matter. Benny, boys like you are so easy. And do you know why? Because it's programmed into you. Just a quick whiff, and that's all it takes. The more time you spend around real men, the closer it gets to the surface. Eventually, you just break.
He snaps his fingers. You're fucking nuts, dude. I'm straight. And that's all fucked up. Not right. Moving together, they reach down, sliding their shorts and underwear down to their ankles. Puffy, feral bushes frame their cocks. Their huge balls rest on the couch. Emotions swirl within me. Anger, confusion, and something else.
Shh. I know it's so hard at first.
Jace looks down, sympathy in his eyes.
But I can make it so much easier. Just come close. A quick sniff, and it'll all be over soon. No more stress. No more hiding.
Yeah, bud, it doesn't have to be scary. You'll be safe with us.
I gasp for air. Thoughts leave my mind. My fingertips feel numb. Something's happening to me. No. Please don't. I shouldn't. No, leave this place. But my body betrays my mind. Like metal to a magnet, I glide forward. My forearms slide atop Jace's heavy, hairy thighs. The dick gets closer and closer. The bush gets nearer and nearer.
That's right. Nice and slow.
He slides fingers into my hair.
Just a deep breath.
He guides my nose into the rough bush. My lips press against his silky cockskin. It happens. My lungs expand, forcing the drug into my body, scent from the source. Potent musk. It fills me. It leaches into my weak, chubby body, Every muscle relaxes. Yes. Everything is okay. Everything is okay. My lips move on their own, teasing and massaging his shaft, kissing a man, kissing a man's cock, on my knees, sniffing, kissing. Somewhere deep in my mind, I think about how I always tried to be the boy my father wanted. I always failed. Is this why? Could he see it too? Could everyone see it but me?
You're doing great, bud.
Beck reaches out and pets my neck.
Coach Stafford says it's normal. Some boys are born to be helpers. It's natural.
Yeah, are you a helper, Benny?
Drool seeps from my mouth, wetting the sofa. Jace's cock swells. The more I kiss, the bigger it grows. Veins bulge from the surface. It morphs into a frightening thing. Like a werewolf transformation, it grows bestial. Stronger. He traces the warm, silky head down my cheek.
Easy now. Just let it inside.
He whispers, pressing the wet tip against my lips. A normal guy would pull back. He'd shout and spit. He'd fight for his honor. But I do something else. My lips part. I allow it inside. And I start nursing.
Oh yeah, look at that.
Beck reaches out, stroking my hair.
He's a natural.
Of course he is. We're never wrong.
My mind blanks out. I swivel my head, savoring the full, meaty weight. It's salty and a bit sour. It's hot on my tongue. So smooth, too. I want to suck harder. But if I make it feel too good, he'll come inside me. Jace grabs the back of my neck, forcing me lower. I gag while his swollen bulb presses to the back of my throat. He holds firm, shoving until it pops into my esophagus. Stinging pain burns. I grip his thighs. I try to pull back. It's not working. Oh God, he's jamming deeper.
Shh. Sorry, Benny. I know it's hard, but we gotta open you up. It'll get easier, I promise.
He lets go. I pull back, throat slime bursting down my chin while I cough and retch. Tears stream down my cheeks. But they aren't sad tears. It's impossible to understand why. But I grab his hairy thighs, forcing the dick back into my mouth. I don't like feeling empty. I want to kneel. I want to suck. Suck for men. I bob my head. I suck for dear life, pushing him back into my throat. He's right. It doesn't hurt as much this time. I'm all loose and open. His dick shudders in my mouth. He hasn't had a girl over lately, so I know these balls are full. He's too backed up. He needs to unload. He just needs to put his dick in a hole, and my mouth is the nearest one. It happens. The tube on the underside of his cock inflates and contracts, pumping hot cream into my throat. It bubbles onto my tongue, forcing me to examine a surreal, unearthly flavor. Salty, muddy, bitter, fragrant. Most men will never know this taste. They'll never understand the act I'm committing. There's no going back from this. For the rest of my life, I'll know what I did. This moment will play in my mind over and over until the day I die. My greatest secret. I drool while semen pumps. It's a nasty, dirty taste. But the more it whips into a froth, the better it becomes. There's a faint, sweet undertone. Jace puts fruit in his protein smoothies. Is that what I'm drinking? Gym bro, protein smoothie?
Oh, fuck, that's nice.
Jace looks up at the ceiling and grins, his hips buck.
Take it, you fucking cocksucker. Accept it.
Yeah, you're doing great. Service, just think about service.
Beck pats my head. Service. That word burrows down my ear canals. It sinks into my brain, making my roommates happy, serving them. I slurp and drink the cum. I absorb the essence of masculinity. It overflows into me. Warm, sensual euphoria creeps into my veins as the dick slows. It leaks its final droplet, granting permission to pull away. I gasp for air while my vision blurs. The room spins while cum fumes linger on my breath. This feeling. What is it?
You like that, Benny?
Jace reads the look on my face.
Fuck, you did great. Not sure I've ever had a girl suck like that before. So eager.
Thank you.
I lower my eyes, cheeks turning red.
You're feeling it, aren't you? See, this is how things work for queers. Coach Stafford says it's biology. Chemicals and nutrients in cum are soothing for women. But some guys are born with similar brains. They feel the effects, too. They're drawn to it.
They're queers, just like you.
What? My eyes widen.
That's right. Queer biology. It's not something you can learn in a textbook. We see it all around us. The hierarchy.
And it's not just homos. See, some guys are born leaders. Coach calls them alphas. People act different when they're around. They become meek. When we make decisions, people accept them. They follow and want to be our friends. It's been like this ever since we were teenagers.
And what about you, Benny? Have you always been this way deep down?
A crooked grin stretches across Beck's face. No, I like girls.
Don't bullshit me. My balls are so full, man. But I only let good boys touch them. Boys who know what they are.
No, please.
Shh. I need you to say it. Tell me what you are.
It's like I'm back in biology class. It's a pyramid. A food chain. If these guys are alphas, then what does that make me? A beta? No, that's just a guy who has trouble with women. I'm something deeper. Something lower. Am I a follower? The word drips off my lips.
No. A follower would have gone to the ABC party with us. You're something else.
What am I?
You tell me. Think about it good and hard. What did we catch you doing today?
I don't know.
Benny, you were studying. Studying the most important subject in life.
I was studying men.
That's right. You've always been studying men, haven't you? Watching them, comparing yourself to them, because deep down you know you aren't a man. No, you're something much rarer, something wonderful.
Fuh.
Good. Just let it out, little bud. It's okay.
Fuh.
Almost there. Look at me. Look into my eyes while you say it.
Fuh.
Do it! Fucking say it!
Faggot! Oh god, I'm a faggot! A fag, I'm your fag! For my straight roommates!
Yeah, now we're getting somewhere.
Please, Beck! Please, can I suck on it?
Beck, only my friends can call me that. Did I give you permission?
I gaze up, open-mouthed. My last shred of self-respect ignites. It burns to ash while my eyes lower. Can I suck on it? Sir?
Yeah, bud. Get up here. Make it good.
This has been a preview. For the full audio, visit archervale.com.